Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, the host of the Direct Impact Podcast, and you have just joined us for a mindful meditation. I would like to start today with just a tad bit of the intention behind today's meditation. The intention is to really recognize when we are dysregulated and to get to a space where we don't make decisions when we are in that state of dysregulation, okay? Oftentimes, if we are making decisions under duress or under pressure, or just when our nervous systems are dysregulated, right? That can be from a lot of different things. It can be external stimuli. It could be internal stimuli. It can be anything that is getting us outside of our window of tolerance. And the other thing to really start to pay attention to is where you notice that in your body. So today, we're going to start to notice where our dysregulation forms, where we feel it when we start to exit our window of tolerance. The intention in this exercise is to increase the window of tolerance, practice calming our nervous systems so that we can get into our wise mind in order to make wise decisions. And wisdom is really what we are looking for. Wisdom is not just in the brain. Wisdom comes from your gut. Wisdom comes from your heart. Wisdom comes from all of those emotions that are amazing illuminators. All of that then informs thought. When you are grounded, when you are centered, when you are regulated, you can make decisions that are worthwhile, that reflect your values, that allow you to still stay completely in your integrity. This is the intention behind today's mindful meditation. Now is a time to get quiet, to get still. Go ahead and pause this episode right now if you need to minimize the distractions around you. Put away those cell phones. Put away the things that clamor for your attention at all times and every second of the day so that you can get grounded and you can be still. And you can start to become mindful and go inward. Okay? This is so important. And it's so healing for our autonomic nervous systems to get into a safe, serene, quiet place with very few stimuli so that you can go inward into that internal landscape. So now get comfortable. You can lay down. You can get into a chair. You can sit Indian style on the floor. I really like to be on the floor. Put your feet on the ground or sit Indian style. Let your arms rest very gently and comfortably as they need to. Take some deep breaths in. Hold. And release. On the inhale, we're breathing in that stillness, that quiet. We're holding it, and then we are releasing the stress, the anxiety, the toxicity. And on the inhale, you're going deeper and deeper and deeper into that internal landscape, holding it in your mind's eye. And releasing anything that's clamoring for your attention. Okay. One more deep inhale. Deep, deep, deep. Going inward. Going inward. Hold. And release. Noticing that the release is so life-giving. It is so important. The inhale is life. And the exhale is life. It is so important that we bring in and that we release. As part of what we're doing today when we notice is we are going to filter. We're going to notice embodied emotion and feelings. We're going to recognize if they're stagnant, stuck, old, or toxic. Or we're going to recognize if they're new, if they're fresh, if they're vibrant, colorful, and alive. We're going to notice if they lead us to a place of stuck and paralyzed. And we're going to notice if they're encouraging us to move into a place of healing, calm, or action. This is what we are going to do in order to calm our minds, filter the amazing information from our bodies in order to make wise-minded decisions. Let's take three more breaths, calming that nervous system. Breathe in all of the light and the positive energy and notice it massaging all of those stressed parts in your body where the emotion is held. And exhale, releasing anything that is stored. Now I'm going to ask you to do a body scan from the tippy-tippy top of your head where your hair is, all the way down into your skull, into your brain, through your sinus cavity, all the way down. As you're scanning, allow this amazing light that you continue to breathe in to be absorbed and to flow naturally through all of the places and spaces in your body, filtering out all of the messages that are harbored, that have been collected over the years, and giving them permission to pass along and move as you wander down the esophagus into your chest, through your shoulders and upper back, down your spinal cord, through your central nervous system, noticing your heart. Listen to it beat. Can you hear your heart? Notice your lungs. Really feel them fill up with with oxygen. Feel them hold it in and feel the oxytocin of the release that says you're okay. You're safe, you're home, and you are held. Continue through the body, down into the stomach, the abdomen, noticing your kidneys, your bladder, and your urethra, genitalia, hips, legs, thighs, knees, noticing all the way down into your toes, allowing that warm, radiant light to permeate all the parts of your body. Now I'm going to invite you into this stillness, knowing that you are safe, you are held, and you are home. You are home within yourself. You are safe within this moment. Within this second, there is safety, there is security. There is safety and security enough to notice harbored emotion and where it is now held or stored still in the body. I'd like for you to breathe in, hold, and release, releasing any harbored emotion. And if it stays stuck, if it's resistant, if it's ambivalent, get curious about it. Notice it. Massage it. Love on it a little bit and get super curious. If it's still there, it still believes that it's offering you something. Get curious about that heart. Massage it with that warm light, giving it love, giving it attention. Giving it just a dose of that safety and that security. Okay. Now, I want you to come to a decision that has been a struggle for you this week. What is a decision that you feel like you need to make? A decision to move forward. A decision to grow, a decision to heal, a decision that you want to ensure that if you are going to make a move of action, that it is an action that is aligned with your values, your integrity, and your self-worth, completely aligned with the person that you want to be, the person that you are. Take some deep breaths in, getting completely grounded and centered, noticing again that radiant light of peace, safety, security, and hope. Allow it to inform your decision. Pause in this moment. Take as long as you need to pause. To ponder, to reflect, and to imagine the outcome. Imagine the outcome based on certain decisions that you might make. Imagine an ulterior outcome. If your response to a decision or a request is no, imagine the outcome. If your response to a decision or request is yes, where do you feel that in your body? Where do you notice the yes? Where do you feel? Where do you notice the no? What is your body communicating to you? Use this powerful information. Use this powerful embodied information to inform thoughts and decisions about how to respond to this decision. And now that you are in the space with a clear, grounded, comfortable landscape, a calm landscape inside of you, you will be able to make a wise-minded decision rooted in your authenticity. And that is what we want for you. Come back into the space. Start to wiggle your fingers. Start to rock back and forth like a rocking chair, like a lullaby. And put your hands on your knees and circle them back and forth in a circular motion. Start to sway back and forth like you're being rocked by the breeze. Just rock back and forth, side to side. Now you're going to wiggle those toes. Wiggle those toes. Wiggle those toes. Now you're going to wiggle those fingers. Wiggle those fingers. Now I want you to shake your hands back and forth. Shake them. Shake them. Shake them. All right. Now take a deep breath in. Hold it and exhale rapidly and quickly. Another deep breath in. Hold and exhale rapidly. All right. Now that you are alert, you know what to do moving forward with regards to any decision that you have been confronted with this week. And know, please, please, that you can come back to these guided meditations at any time. They are free. They are resources. They are available to you. We curate these for our audience, whom we care very deeply about. We want you to use these and use these often when you are confronted with decisions that are dysregulating. And for most of us, most decisions are dysregulating, right? They can be overwhelming. They can be confusing. Come back to yourself. Come home. Come to this meditation and make some wise-minded decisions. All right, guys. We will see you same time. Same place. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.